I think I have a good memory largely because I was brought up to rely on doing things for myself. If I forgot something, like a book for school, I very quickly learned that if I didn't remember things for myself, no one else would. The trouble is that I've found people are easily irritated if you have a good memory, and that's really strange. They say things like, "Oh, you never forget anything, do you?" in quite a sharp way. So sometimes I pretend to forget things in order to avoid being criticized. It's silly because I think having a good memory is really useful.
I've tried training myself to remember things in all sorts of ways. I make a list, then forget where I've put it. I once wrote a list on my hand and then, without thinking, washed it off. I've tried connecting things together so that if I need to buy some stamps and some fruit, for example, I'll try to keep a picture in my head of stamps stuck onto apples. But nothing really works. I'm sure a good memory is something you're born with, and there's not much you can do about it if your brain is wired up differently.
My memory is really strange. I remember a teacher at school telling me that I always remember the wrong things. And looking back, she was right. If there was a piece of work which had to be learnt, then I'd remember one or two unimportant details and forget the really significant stuff. I didn't do it on purpose. I couldn't help it. It's obviously the way my mind works, and it's very embarrassing at times. I've had to find ways round it and write things down that I'm expected to remember, especially at work. Otherwise, I'd never be able to do my job.
My parents are artists, and I'm sure that's influenced my ability to remember things. I'm hopeless at remembering numbers or how to spell a particularly difficult word. But if I see a picture of something, like a family group or even a map or a photograph of a building, I can remember every detail. And I only have to see it once. It's as if my brain photographs the image and stores it. But I don't understand why it doesn't work if I want to remember a friend's phone number or a list of verbs in a foreign language.
Some people say they have a photographic memory, which must be fantastic. I'd give anything to have a good memory, although I'm not so bad that I forget what day of the week it is or what I should be doing. I get cross with myself because I leave things around, like my keys or sunglasses, and then can't find them. But that's probably because my mind is elsewhere, and I'm not concentrating on what I'm doing when I actually put my keys down. I think if I made a real effort, I could probably be less forgetful.
That's the end of part 3.